Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
May your days be
dawn, you'll be alone. And like a fool, I'll be gone.
Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And our special guest tonight is Vivian Nelson. And she's supposed to be talking about having a stroke at the age of 14 that left her blind. But first, I would like to say hello to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 42 countries around the globe. You know, for some reason, my guest has been calling me on my personal cell phone and not on the studio number. So I don't know what the issue is, but I hope she gets it together and call in soon. But in the meantime, how did you like this music that I was playing? Because I first had Babyface, A White Christmas. And I love this time of year, so I played that to help you out, you know, to make y'all feel all warm and fuzzy, because I really, really like this Christmas time music. But before my guests call in the right number, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? Happy Friday.
Thank you, darling. Well, I'm kind of like, you know, frazzled because this is a very busy time to do my show as well as other things with the holidays and everything. And for the life of me, I do not understand why Ms. Nelson have not called into the right number. I've given it to her three times, you know. I've texted her daughter, you know, and I just want people to understand this has nothing to do with me or Chris. Because this is crazy, you know, and people don't realize it, you know. When I slap somebody to be on my show, it makes it worse for me when I turn someone down that wants to be on the show and that are on time, you know, but I don't get it. You got any words on that, Chris? Chris, I'm talking to you.
What'd you say? I'm sorry. I had to blow my nose and my mic was on mute. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, do you have any words on that when a person asks to be on your show and then you put someone else further out and they have not all done it and they messed up my routine? This time I am not sitting there taking the blame for why there is no one on the mic, a guest, because, you know, this is ridiculous and it's really pissing me off, quite the cap, you know, and I'm not in a merry mood right now. So I'm just going to put it out there. Ms. Nelson, you jacked me up. I talked to you earlier this week. I have texted you. I have texted your daughter. I've gave you the number three times in 5 minutes, you know, and yet still you didn't call in. This is foul, you know. This is foul. And anybody in the future who wants to be on my show, please don't do this because you will be banned for any future engagements. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, we don't have time for this. There's no I in team, Terry. But we don't have time for this, yeah.
Because, you know, I put my time and effort in to getting these guests, you know, getting myself prepared so I can bring the people who want to listen to engage the stories, you know. But this is, you know, on so many levels, this is foul. F-O-U-L.
Yes, it is foul. It is foul that our guest does this. I agree.
Yeah. You know, because then you're telling
me. We deserve better guests.
Chris,
not you. We both. We both deserve better guests.
Exactly. You're telling me and Chris that you don't value our time. You don't care because you're playing with me. And I don't play. Last time I was playing, I was in school and it was recess.
We're a team.
So I'm putting you on blast, Mrs. Nelson. Oh, now here she call in? Wow. Well, she ain't got that much time to talk, but let's bring her on right now. Miss Vivian?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
I talked to you three times in 5 minutes and gave you the number. What happened?
Well, life. Things happen in life. But I kept trying until finally I got through.
All you had to do was dial the number. What was happening? You were dialing the number.
You were dialing the wrong number.
Well, that's on you, darling, but I understand because you said that you're legally blind.
Yes, I am.
But anyway, we don't use up most of your time to talk, so let's get into it really quick. You said at the age of 14 you had a stroke. Now, normally I was under the impression that people who have strokes are because they have a high blood pressure problem that's out of control. What triggered you to have a stroke at the age of 14?
Now, this happened back in 1968. I have no idea. All I know is I had extremely bad headaches on a regular basis, and they had gotten to the point where they were no longer bearable, and my mother carried me to the doctor. And at first they thought I had a brain tumor, but I did not have a brain tumor. But I did have a stroke, and my vision became impaired at the age of 14. And also my walking was difficult at 14, but because of who God is and the love that he had for me, he brought me through all of that. And I did remain visually impaired, even as of today.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, let's get into the fact that you said when you had first got married, you got abused by your husband.
Oh, yeah, my first husband. Yeah, oh, yeah, I've been married twice. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I married
well,
a man.
Okay.
He was much older than me.
You talk. Go ahead.
Okay. He was much older than me, and he wanted to marry me. And, of course, I was a young girl. I was 20 years old. I wanted to get married also. So when we married, about 2 months into the marriage, he had become abusive. He had started drinking heavily, and he was gambling, and he did not want to pay the rent. We lived in a boarding house. He did not want to pay the rent. And he used to hit me. Now, can you imagine a man hitting a blind woman? But that's
no,
what he did. He hit me. And so one day he hit me, and I had some high-heel platform shoes. And I picked my shoes up, and I drew back as hard as I could and knocked him in his chest. And he fell backwards on the bed. And I was so afraid. I was so afraid because I thought he was dead. And I was concerned because, you know, I was living in his hometown. And everybody in that city thought he was such a wonderful person. But, see, they did not know him on the level that I knew him. But anyway, God was good. He allowed me to get out of that situation. Oh, yeah, but I want to tell you this part. When I hit him in his chest, he fell backwards on the bed, and I thought he was dead. But I thank the Lord he was not dead. But he never, ever hit me from that day on. He
well,
never did.
What kind of shoe was you throwing that it knocked a grown man down? Was they flat?
I don't know. The shoe, it was a pair of shoes that were sling back, and they were about 3.5 inches high platform shoes that people used to wear with thick soles. And this was back in 1974. And I let him have it, and he never hit me again.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, well,
but, you know,
lucky. That's all it was with his shoe.
Yeah, he is lucky. But I never, ever told my mother. My mother died about 4 or 5 years ago, and I never, ever told her that he used to hit me because my mama did not play about her children. My mama had 8 children, 4 boys and 4 girls, and she loved us all. I compare, when I think about the love that God has for us, the only thing that I can get close to is the love that my mother had for us. Because God is a loving God, and no matter what you do, we still belong to him. Once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we belong to the Lord, and he loves us regardless.
Okay, well, Chris has a question for you, Miss Vivian.
Yeah, Vivian, my first question is, how do you keep your head up? I mean, you know, having a stroke at 14 is one thing, but then being blind ever since, I mean, how do you find the positive? Like, I give you kudos, but I was just curious how you find the positive.
Well, the positive thing about it is to try to live as normally as possible. You have to accept the fact that things are going to happen out of the norm. And for people who are blind, I've been in situations where I was standing up talking to a person and another person would walk up and speak to the person that I was talking to, and they acted like that I was not there. So I just kind of swallowed, and sometimes I would join into the conversation or sometimes I wouldn't. I just let them have that. But to God be the glory. God has given me the strength to endure and to bear and just keep on trucking.
Well, praise God for that. So you said that you was abused by your first husband 2 months into the marriage, and then you got out of that within 3 years. Why did you you said you stopped. He stopped hitting on you, so that's cool. So tell me about the second husband.
Oh, handsome. God bless me with this man. He was so good looking. He was so good looking, and he loved me unconditional. He was so proud of me. The fact that my vision was poor never bothered him. He used to take me places and just show me off, and he used to like for me to be dressed up. We used to walk the mall holding hands, and he wanted me to wear high heel shoes. And oh God, to God be the glory. He gave me a real man in my life, and we stayed together for 26 years. And he died after 26 years. He died, but he was an answer to prayer. He was a good man. He was an excellent father. A great husband. He was a godsend. That's all I can say. To God be the glory.
Okay, well, Chris, you have another question for all guests.
Yes, my next question is, with the holidays coming up, Vivian, do you have any plans? Like, is there any family that you spend time with?
Well, God has blessed me. I have one daughter and one granddaughter, and I have two sisters in this city where I live and two brothers. So I got a telephone call today from one of my brothers, and we are all going to get together and have Christmas together at his house.
Okay, well.
So, yeah.
So
yes,
I have a question, too.
Okay, sure.
So that means by you being legally blind that you can't drive at all, right?
That's correct. I do not drive. But you know, God is such an excellent God. You know, they don't call him Jehovah Jireh for nothing. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, he makes sure that whatever I need, I get. If I need transportation, somebody will pick me up. If I need food, somebody will bring me food. If I need clothes, whatever I need. As my dad used to say, whatsoever I need, God provides it for me. And I know I do not drive, but in our city, we do have a bus called Dollar Ride that will pick you up at your door and bring you back to your door round trip for $5. So that's provision right there.
Oh, that's good. That's
yes.
Good.
That's a weekday thing. And my church family always see to it that I get to church every Sunday Minister Mark Thompson and his wife. It's like they have adopted me, and whenever they can't make it, someone from my church will pick me up and take me to church and bring me back home. So Jehovah
Amen.
Is still providing. Yeah.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a little small break, and I'm going to play this song, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Okay, thank you.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till it's 70. Baby, my heart could still pull that heart at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just a touch of a hand, or be I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. Honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud that maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, now I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. Ooh. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Baby, it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll continue making the same mistakes, hoping that you'll understand. Take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud that baby, we found love right where we are.
Unmasked with authoress Terry Elow and Chris Michael Ward. So we have to wrap it up. We want to thank our guest, Ms. Vivian Nelson, when she finally got on the air with us. And I hope you have a safe weekend, Ms. Nelson and Chris. And on that note,
thank you. You too.
I want everyone to come back next week, and we're going to do this the same time, like they say,
yeah,
the same bat channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that note, mm-hmm, it's a wrap. Good night,
amen,
everyone.
Good night.
Goodbye. Good night.
Good night.